Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Luynish Vasam Yaakov Shom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding more Metzio Daf Kuv Dalet. The Gemara Amud Aleph, right after the Mishnah, brings a list of Tanoim that they're Doirish Loshoin Hedyot, the Darshan what Hedyotus regular people use. Rashi explains, Shirgilu Hedyotus Lichtoiv Shaloi Ketakaras Chachamim. Hedyotus wrote it, it wasn't the Karas of Chazal. But the Hedyot, regular people, wrote it, and therefore you could follow it. The Yad Elio brings over here the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of the seventh parak of this Masechto, that it says, Omar Bishai Azoy Sumeris HaMinog Mevatel Sa'alocho. And what is the source of it? As we're learning Megillah Shrus, this daf is learned in Erev Shavuos. We're going to be reading in Shavuos Megillah Shrus. And it says in the Megillah of Zoyis Lifnim Yisrael, Ala Toyo Ala Tmuro. The Targum says, there's a minhag that you do, based on the minhag, that's how you follow. So even though Chazal gave us certain rules of what to do, if there's a minhag that everybody goes with, so that minhag is what we're going to follow. So the Lashon Hedyot is what people are used to write, we're going to follow this idea. And this, connect to here, what we learned in the past regarding what's Amri Inshi. The Reb Tzadok HaKohen, in the beginning of the Sefer Likutei Ma'amorim and Sefer Yehoshua, goes on to explain, and just to add to what he says, Yistakel Boreiso Boreal. Baruch Hu gave the Torah, and the world is constructed based on the Torah. Based on how the Torah is, that's how the world appears. And Reb Tzadok there goes on to say that the Torah Shebichtav is the source of everything in the Torah and everything in the world. But some things take time to develop. They need to come to fruition through human beings. And that's the concept of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh means that there is some sources of inyonim in Torah. But then they have to develop through human beings. And they develop through what's the regular Torah Shebaal Peh, through the Adas of Chachovim, and also through what people do. He goes on to explain that what we find in many times in Shas, Kedari Inshe, people say this thing. People say this thing, that means it's true. Why is it true? And the Gemara tries to find for it a source in the Torah. What's the purpose of that? Because the Pshat, if it's said like this in the world, it's another Gili of Torah. Torah is Mizgala with the Torah Shemechtav, with the Das of Chachomim, and what happens over here in the world. With that, he goes on to explain what Pshat, the Rebbe Kiva was learning Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu seems to have said they didn't have. Moshe Rabbeinu said that he went to the Bespedish of Rebbe Kiva, he couldn't understand what Rebbe Kiva says. Because Rebbe Kiva is developing the Yesodis of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Yisrael Torah Shebichtav, and Rebbe Kiva is developing it to the next stage. But it's all included Torah Shebichtav. It all comes from the same source. So according to this, this is very Gishmak. What is Loshon Hedyot? Loshon Hedyot is not something which is contradicting the Torah, but it's another Gilui of Torah. Because there's some parts of Torah that Mizgala through human beings, as Rebbe Tzadok says over there. The Minog that Am Yisrael is doing, that is a Gilui of Torah as well. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.